Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. I'm Amani Mohammed reporting from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival. I am here with two fantastic actresses, Sarah Adler and Samira Saraya, from the movie Self-Made, which is in Critics Week at Cannes this year. Hi ladies, how are you?
Well, very good. How are you?
I'm very good. Samira?
Thank you very much. I'm great.
Great. I watched the movie last night at one of the press screenings, but we'll get on to the film in a minute. I'm just wondering, how's your Cannes experience so far?
Well, it's great. First time. This is Samira speaking to you. First time in Cannes. And it's really fantastic, all the experience here, overwhelming for me.
Very happy to be here with this film in particular, and with the team. We have a great crew, and we're all appreciating very much, I think, the moment.
Just so we set the scene, we're sitting, you know, on the beach, on the Croisette at the moment. The sun is shining down. The sea is making us feel like we want to just go and jump in, but we have to work, right? So I want to ask you, first of all, what was your first reaction when you read the script, Self-Made, Sarah?
My first reaction was like a little, it was like I was blowing up inside. Really, there was something very strong the day the director sent me the script and told me about it. And then I went right on to read it. I was elevated. Really, it was very special. And then I started thinking and analyzing and wondering, but the very first reaction was very strong. Yeah. Very positive. Yeah,
it was much more different to what I expected. You know, I kind of went in thinking maybe it's a political film or maybe it's going to be quite heavy, you know, but we'll get on to the story in a minute. Samira, what about you?
Well, first time I wrote the script, I was like more focused in the character of Nadine that I played. It was very interesting because there is a lot of similarity between the both of us, and I was like laughing. Well, Shira don't know me. How can she write a script that kind of describe me? This is the first thing. But in general, for the movie, it wasn't clear for me how it's gonna be, you know, especially that there's kind of a cross between the words and still nobody recognizes it. And I asked her, well, you're going to take two actors that they are similar and we don't look alike, but in some point I like freed my mind, and I really, really loved the script. It was fantastic. And yes, and it's not only my opinion, a lot of people think that it's fantastic as well.
Yeah.
Here we are.
And here we are in Cannes, you know, there's clearly a lot of people that think it's fantastic because it's been selected for Critics Week. So, you know, it's an exciting time. And Shira Geffen, she won an award 2007 here in Cannes. So she's no stranger to all this Cannes craziness. And, I mean, tell us a little bit, Sarah, about your character, Michal, because there's two protagonists. There's Nadine, played by Samira, and your character, Michal, who's this famous kind of artist, and Nadine is almost like a nobody in contrast, but you both have very strong yearnings to do something with your life or change something about your lives, and I found the film really refreshing. I wanted to, if you could share with our audience your character and how she plays out in the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the interesting thing regarding what you were just saying is that actually my character, who's supposedly someone who knows what she wants, who's very affirmative and even a controller, at this time where we see her in the story, she doesn't know anymore what she wants, who she is, and where she's going. There's a blank page instead of all this very phenomenal personality, whereas the character of Nadine, who's supposedly this little woman who has not a very important life, she has a very strong drive, and she knows herself. She knows herself. She's very much in tune and in touch with herself. So that's a paradox of the film that is, yeah, I think, beautifully made. Regarding the evolution of the character which I play, it is a complex portrait because it has very different stages. So she goes through a process of comprehension, of consciousness, and she has to revisit who she was before, And in the end, she also has to transcend who she is now and go to something that is beyond, that is within the realm of fantasy. So it's a complex road that she has to go through.
And Samira, tell us about your character Nadine.
Well, Nadine, as you said, she's nobody, another woman that lives under the occupation, the daily living, you know, under. She's kind of autistic. And people look at her as a weird. Nobody knows exactly what's going in her mind, and she's kind of had this poker face that you don't know what she feels inside. And she seems like to be lost, that the opposite from the character of Michal. But in the real, she exactly knows, as Sarah said, she exactly knows what she wants from this life, and her drive for living taking her through the film, through the story from the beginning till the end. As well, even she looks like a lost, she still have this center, knowing that what she wants and knowing this, that she wants to live. So and you'll see it you see it in the film scene by scene, that it's become the audience become more and more, it become more and more visible to the audience, especially when she verbalize it, that she want to live. This is what she, I know who I am, and I know what I want. I want to live. This is a statement of Nadine, in my opinion. This is very strong, and the first statement that you hear from her mouth. And this is the story of Nadine. Like the what you see, and this is the story of the movie in some dimension, that what you see, it's not what you have.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that was a very powerful statement. I really, really loved the humour in the film, and I found that quite a refreshing way to express certain things, ironically, as well. I mean, we could talk about the crabs, which we have, there's the musical chef who wants to play music to the crabs and things like that, which Shira told me she made up. I'm very disappointed about that. It's not real.
She had a great imagination.
She has a fantastic imagination.
You cannot write this such a script without having a great imagination.
Absolutely. I mean, your husband, Sarah, in the film, when he pops up in a pornographic still and his Skype image is in between her legs. I mean, you know, just these serious issues, and then there's a real massive splash of humour. Is that what attracted you to it? And also, did you find that important in the telling of the story, Self-Made?
Well, actually, it's very surprising to me, because reading the script and even making the movie, I didn't realise how funny it would be, and that it would make people laugh.
Yeah.
And when I saw the screening, when I sat at the screening yesterday, the first screening with audience, and I heard people laughing, I was discovering the movie in a new way.
Really?
Yes, because those things, you never know when you're playing one of the characters. In a way, you have to be completely, to believe what you're going through.
Yes.
And to not have too much distance. And especially in this film, which goes very far into impossible situations, in a way, that is very extreme in the dimension of fantasy. For me, it was very important to keep it very as connected as possible to the reality of the character, and to go through those motions and to believe in it as much as I could, because I had not much to hold on to. And I was busy with that, and not with how it could be interpreted and how those things would all together mixed up would turn into something humorous.
Absolutely, and sometimes with humour, things can get lost in translation, can't they, a little bit?
And some do. The nuances of language are very important, and as well the passages of one language to another, because there is Hebrew and Arabic, and a tiny bit of French, but this they actually get. But the Hebrew, Arabic, and the translation, of course, unfortunately, as with anything, but in particular this film is very witty, and some things... I'm French as well, so I could read the French translation, and some things are lacking, but that's, I guess, the destiny of any translation.
Yes, true. Samira, can I get one last comment from you?
the play of the words, and as well for other things to play, like the song that Sarah sings. This is a Zionist song that is translated to Arabic, so as well is kind of statement that it lost. You cannot translate. You translate the word of the song. You cannot translate the connection of the song or the relative of the song.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I've just been speaking to Sarah Adler and Samira Saraya, the actresses from Self Made. I'm Amani Mohammed, reporting for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.